It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Mr. Rogers, who throws his shoe up in the air and catches it. To music. I found some what I call look closely pictures that I thought you might like to see. Just look closely at this. Looks like something that you use to drink water from, doesn't it? But if you look very closely, you might see the silhouette of a lady talking to another lady. See that? You like to look at things like this? Look at this one. See this person over here? If you turn it upside down, see this person here? Here's another one. Which direction do you think the arrows are going in? Which direction does it look as if they're going? That way? But look very carefully at the space in between. Some arrows going that way too, aren't they? Look closely. Something I can draw for you that's sort of like that. Oh, I came later yesterday and cleaned up all of that stuff that Ezra Keats and I had here. That was fun to dip those papers, wasn't it? Here's something that you can make yourself very easily. Just make something like that. And then put a mouth and two eyes and a forehead on it. See that? But look what happens when I turn it upside down. That smile becomes a frown. We don't have to turn our faces upside down to use them to express how we feel, do we? Now, can you tell how people are feeling by the way their faces look? You know, whether they're sad or angry or happy. Many children look very closely at grown-ups' faces. Even babies do. Look intently at their mother's or their father's faces. Because of television, you can look very closely at mine. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime. Any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special, you are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. You know that part of the song that says F-R-I-E-N-D? I'm going to write that. F-R-I-E-N-D. F-R-I-E-N-D. That says friend. Special, you are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. Saw that in there. Reminds me of Don Quixote's windmill. Yeah, why don't we pretend something about him today? Get the castle and his windmill. Use those two places today for our make-believe. Let's make believe that Don Quixote really wants some other people to come visit him today. He really liked it yesterday when those people came. So let's look at our pinwheel as it goes around and think of Don Quixote's windmill.
Yeehaw. That ought to be good right there. Clean it off a little. Move over to this side. There, my tents are in order. I guess all my work's done for the day. Hee-haw. It sure was nice when Lady Elaine and Lady Aberlin and Handyman Negri were here yesterday. I'd like more people to come this way. Sure would. Oh, hee-haw, who are you?
My name is Ezra Keats. Are you Don Quixote?
I sure am. Is that a storybook you have there?
It certainly is. Would you like me to read it to you?
I'd like that if that means you'll stay a while.
I'd love to.
Before you read it, Mr. Keats, would you help me turn off my windmill here? Think I could hear better.
How would I do that?
Oh, you just look around this side of it and see that little thing there? That's it.
Like that.
You're good at that. Watch it slow down.
Now it's nice and quiet, isn't it? You know, a friend of mine wrote the words to this book, and I did the pictures.
I'd like to see the pictures.
I'd love to show them to you.
You mean you painted them yourself?
I certainly did.
Tell me the story, okay?
Are you ready? This is a story about people in this village who were very, very worried because the king had planned to build a huge, beautiful fountain.
Why were they worried?
Well,
wouldn't they want a big, huge fountain?
They would. But do you know what would happen if he really built it?
What?
They would have no water to drink, no water to wash, no water to bathe. They would have no water at all.
No water? You mean the fountain would use up all the water in the whole town?
Exactly. Exactly.
Boy, that would be dangerous, wouldn't it?
It certainly would.
Sad. Meow, meow, meow. Henrietta Pussycat, I didn't see you there. Meow, 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 saying, meow, meow, king, meow, fountain. Henrietta, this is our new friend, Mr. Keats.
Hi, Henrietta.
Meow, Mr. Keats.
Do you want to hear a story about the king and the water fountain?
Meow. Meow like meow king.
Hee-haw, you don't understand, Henrietta.
Meow, certainly do, meow.
Hey, Henrietta, you forgot your basket.
Do you suppose she thinks that we were talking about King Friday?
Hee-haw, I hope not. Because King Friday has a waterfall, not a fountain. And it's recirculating.
Really? But I think we're going to hear a lot more about it. I really do.
Oh. Well, tell me more about the story.
Get Don Quixote on the telecan, Miss Polificate, and tell him to bring this strange friend of his to see me. Now, Henrietta, tell me your story once more.
Meow, 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 Don Quixote, meow, meow, man, meow, 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 story, meow, king, meow, 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 people, meow, fountain.
Oh, that's hard to understand, Henrietta. He said I was hurting people with my fountain.
Meow, 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 meow.
But, Henrietta, I have a waterfall, not a fountain, and my waterfall hurts nobody.
Yeah, here we are.
Oh, Don Quixote and strange friend, I presume.
Correct as always, Your Majesty.
My name is Ezra Jack Keats, Your Majesty.
Meow, 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 meow.
This is your basket, Henrietta.
Meow, meow, thank you, meow.
Mr. Keats, he looks like such a nice man, Henrietta. Mr. Keats, what do I hear about a king and a fountain?
I don't know what you hear, sir.
Can't you tell me what is going on?
I was simply telling Don Quixote a story about a king who planned to build a fountain.
Was his name King Friday?
Oh, no, sir, no.
Henrietta, come back, will you please?
Meow, meow, thought, meow, 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 King Friday, meow.
Oh, I realize that, Henrietta, but I think we would like to hear this story together. Would you please tell it to us, Mr. Keith?
I would love to, Your Majesty.
Thank you.
Oh, good. Very good.
This is a story about people in a village who were very worried because the king had planned to build a huge and beautiful fountain, but it would leave them with no water at all. They would have nothing to drink, nothing to wash with, nothing to bathe in. And they discussed it. Here's a little girl listening to her parents discussing this very, very serious problem. Her father decided to go out through the town to find somebody who would be very special, who could speak to the king and convince him not to build this fountain. And so he spoke to a wise man. But the wise man just talked and talked and talked, and her father realized that he was not the man to do the job. Then he went to the businessmen of the village, and they talked a lot of fancy talk, and when he heard them, he realized that they were not the people to speak to the king either. Then he went to the blacksmith, who was the biggest, strongest man in the town, and he said, I'll smash all the windows, I'll tear that whole palace down, I'll show that king how wrong he is. But the man was very disappointed because he realized that that would be one of the worst things they could do. And so he went on his way very, very sadly. When he came home, he told his family and his neighbors the sad news that he could find no one to speak to the king to persuade him to change his mind. Everybody felt very badly. But his daughter said, Father, why don't you speak to the king? Her father thought, me? Why, I'm only a poor man who can't speak very well. How can I do it? But he realized that he must. And so he set out to speak to the king. He walked very, very far over rocks and sand until he got to the castle. There he stood, trembling with fear at what he must now do. There was the huge and beautiful castle before him. While he was thinking, guards suddenly came upon him and grabbed him and wanted to know what he was doing on the king's land. And then they led him to the castle, where he spoke to the king. The king was very angry at this poor man walking in and telling him, the king, what to do. But as the man spoke and explained to the king what this would mean to all the people in the village, the king said, you are a very brave and very wise man to have come to see me. I am very impressed by your deed, and I shall not build that fountain. So he went back to the village and told everybody the good news that night. They all rejoiced. He came home, and his family was as happy as could be. All the neighbors crowded into the door, and they sang and danced, and were the happiest people in the world to hear the good news.
Meow, 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 didn't meow, meow, fountain, meow.
That's right, Henrietta. And I like kings who understand. You must tell me more, Mr. Keats. Why don't all of you come to the U room for some more understanding?
Meow, 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 meow.
Of course you do, Henrietta.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Keats.
Hee-haw, let's go to the U room.
Meow, 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 meow.
Come along. Lovely story. And the little girl was the one who suggested to her father that...
Henrietta didn't understand, did she? No. She thought they were talking about King Friday. She likes King Friday. You know, sometimes people don't hear things just right. No. That was an important story that Ezra Keats was telling. Yeah, that man went around looking for all kinds of wise people to talk with the king about the problem. And his little daughter said to him, "Why don't you tell him, Daddy?" And finally the man went himself. And the king heard him and understood. Blow out like that. Take a deep breath and go. Do the same thing and then sing. Ha! Let's call Francois Clement, see if he's giving a voice lesson. I like to think about his being close by over there. Oh, France, it's Fred Rogers. You giving a lesson? Chef Brockett? I didn't know he was studying with you. Well, I certainly would. Yeah, we will then. Thanks very much. Bye. He says Chef Brockett's learning to sing with him. Yeah, let's go on over. He said, "You're welcome to come. Chef Brockett would like to have us too." Down the side street to Clemens' studio. Come on in.
Let's try it now.
Ha, he, ha, ho, hoo.
Try another one.
Hey, he, ha, ho, hoo.
Very good. Hi, Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Come on in.
Oh, that sounds like good notes.
Fran's teaching me how to push from the diaphragm.
That's right.
Diaphragm.
It's down here by the stomach, so he gets a good breath.
We were talking about that just a little while ago. I didn't know you were studying.
Well, yeah. I wanted to take some. Well, do you remember the day that I said to you I had a friend who wanted to take singing lessons?
Yes, it was in your bakery, in the kitchen.
I was that friend.
Well, why didn't you tell me so? That's what started this whole thing. Remember, I called France.
Well, I felt kind of silly about it, but now that I started, I'm glad. I'm enjoying it.
Well, what are you singing? I mean, any kind of special kind of thing?
France is teaching me scales and all, and breathing, all kinds of singing, but today we're doing some cowboy songs. I want to sing a cowboy
like
song.
Cowboy songs.
Yeah. Like that. Yi-yi-yow! Yippee-yi-yow! Yippee-yi, 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 yow! I like it. Yow!
Yippee-yi-yow!
Yi-yi-yow!
Try that.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear this piano. You know, I came that day after you and John John had left, and that's the day that the piano arrived.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping to hear you play something.
It's very nice. I'm not sure I'm with all the tone changes here, but I'll try something.
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
if your friends could yow with me once.
Well,
do you think?
Sure.
Could we?
Sure.
Try once. Yippee-yi-yow. Yow.
Sometimes
they're saying yippee-yi-yi-ki-yo-ki-yay. All those sounds are fun, you know.
I wonder what makes you have such a good feeling from that kind of sound.
I don't know, man. I just love to sing. That makes me feel good.
It's all open, all vowels.
I like to sing, too. I like all kinds of singing.
When I was little, we used to sing a song about old MacDonald and his farm, you know?
Yeah.
With a duck here and a cat there and remember that?
Yes, I do.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. On that farm he had a duck, E-I-E-I-O. With a quack quack here and a quack quack there and a here quack there, quack everywhere.
I have an idea.
What?
Well, why don't we sing it as a round? You start it, and you can be the duck.
Yeah.
And then Don can sing, and he could be a cat.
Oh, because of kitty belt. Yeah.
Right, and then I can sing, and I can be a chicken.
Fine.
Okay?
All right.
Okay, and I'll point
John
to you.
John will play.
Johnny can play.
And would you sing with me? Would you sing the duck part with me? You know, old MacDonald had a duck, E-I-E-I-O, with a quack quack here.
Okay, let's go.
Old MacDonald had a duck. E-I-E-I-O. And, no, I did it wrong. I did it wrong.
It's supposed to
had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Yes.
And on that farm he had a duck.
Duck.
So it's old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a duck, E-I-E-I-O. With a quack quack here and a quack quack there and a here quack there quack everywhere quack quack. Let's try it together, okay? Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on that farm he had a duck, E-I-E-I-O, with a quack quack here and a quack quack there and a here quack there quack everywhere quack quack. Old MacDonald had a duck, E-I-E-I-O,
with a meow meow here and a meow meow there and here meow there meow meow meow.
Chick chick here and chick chick there, here chick there chick everywhere chick chick. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
That's right.
Had to turn that way.
I started it, so I finished first.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Then you were next, and you finished next.
Yeah.
And then you were next, and you
so
finished
So I finished
next.
Last.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Thanks so much.
I got to get back to my lessons. I want to yow some more.
Well, we'll be doing some meows when we go back, okay?
See
you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Hold on. Do don't yow, ye, ye, yo, you.
E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some. What do you like to sing about? What kind of animal noises do you like to make? Do you like to make a cow? On that farm he had a cow, E-I-E-I-O, with a moo, moo, here. Can you make a moo? Moo, moo. What about a fish? On that farm he had some fish, E-I-E-I-O, with a swim, swim here and a swim, swim there. Here, swim, there, swim, everywhere, swim, swim. Old MacDonald had some fish, E-I-E-I-O. What about Chef Brockett learning those cowboy songs? Yippee! Yippee! He'd say. I used to like to play cowboys when I was a little boy, but sometimes I'd get scared. You know, when people would jump out at me and surprise me. Mm-hmm. That ever happened to you? Would you rather that people just told you when they were going to jump out? You ever play hide and seek or peekaboo or anything like that? Yeah, it's good to be told. It's good to play too. You and I have so many ideas. Thank you.
like to be able to visit with you, give you my ideas. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when tomorrow's new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Doesn't matter if you're feeling happy or sad or angry or whatever. You are my friend and I am yours. Right. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we are friends. See you tomorrow.
Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.